And when the times appointed for you come around, you will acknowledge me as holy on the festival day, and rejoice before me on the festival of the unleavened bread, and set before me the bread, celebrating the festival as a memorial, because on that day you went forth from the land of Egypt. And on the festival of weeks you will set before me bread, and make an offering to me for of your fruits. Now the Feast of Trumpets will be an offering for your watchers. Inasmuch as I watched over creation, may you also be mindful of all the earth. At the beginning of those days, when you present yourselves, I will declare the number of those who are to die and who are to be born. A fast of mercy you will fast for me, for your own souls, so that the promises made to your fathers may be fulfilled. And celebrate for me the festival of the booth, and you will take for me the beautiful branch of the tree, and the palm branch, and the willow, and the cedar, and branches of myrtle, and I will remember the whole earth with rain, and the measure of the seasons will be established, and I will fix the stars, and command the clouds, and the winds will resound, and lightning bolts will rush about, and there will be a thunderstorm, and this will be an everlasting sign, and the nights will yield dew, as I said after the flooding of the earth. Then he gave him the command regarding the year of the lifetime of Noah, and he said to him, These are the years that I ordained after the weeks in which I visited the city of men, at which time I showed them the place of creation, and the serpent. And he said, This is the place concerning which I taught the first man, saying, If you do not transgress what I have commanded you, all things will be subject to you. But that man transgressed my ways, and was persuaded by his wife, and she was deceived by the serpent. And then death was ordained for the generations of men. And the Lord continued to show him the ways of paradise, and said to him, These are the ways that men have lost by not walking in them, because they have sinned against me. And the Lord commanded him regarding the salvation of the souls of the people, and said, If they will walk in my ways, I will not abandon them, but will have mercy on them always, and bless their seed. And the earth will quickly yield its fruit, and there will be rains for their advantage, and it will not be barren. But I know for sure that they will make their ways corrupt, and I will abandon them, and they will forget the covenants which I have established with their fathers. But nevertheless, I will not forget them forever. For they will know in the last days, on account of their own sins, their seed has been abandoned, because I am faithful in my ways. Then God said to him, Make pass and review my people from 20 years and up to 40 years, so that I may show your tribes what I declared to your fathers in a foreign land. Because from the 50th part I raised them up from the land of Egypt, but 49 parts died in the land of Egypt. When you make them stand and pass in review, write down their number until I fulfill all that I have spoken to their fathers, and until I set them firmly in their own land. For not a single word from what I have spoken to their fathers will I renege on, from those as I said to them, Your seed will be like the stars of heaven in multitude. By number they will enter the land, and in a short time they will become without number. And then Moses came down and numbered them, and the number of the people was 604,500. But he did not number the tribe of Levi with them, because it was so commanded him. But he did number those who were above 50 years, whose number was 47,300. Moreover, he numbered those that were below 20 years, and their number was 850,850. And he looked over the tribe of Levi, and the whole number of them was 100,200, and the whole number of the sons of Israel was 1,620,900. And Moses declared their number to God, and God said to him, These are the words that I spoke to their fathers in the land of Egypt, and I established the number of 210 years for all who saw my wonders, and the number of all of them was 9,295,000 men, apart from women. And I put to death the whole crowd of them, because they did not believe in me, and the 50th part of them was left, and I consecrated them to myself. Therefore I command each generation of my people that they should give to me the tithes of their fruit, to be before me as a memorial of how many hardships I have removed from them. And when Moses descended and declared these matters to the people, they mourned and lamented, and they dwelt in the wilderness for 2 years. And Moses sent 12 men as spies to spy out the land, for so it was commanded him. When they went up and spied out the land, they returned to him and brought back fruits from the fruits of the land. And they troubled the heart of the people, saying, You cannot inherit the land because it has been locked up with iron bars by its mighty men. Yet two men of the 12 did not speak in this way, but said, Just as hard iron can overcome the stars, or as weapons conquer lightning, or thunder is shut off by the arrows of men, so can these men fight against the Lord. For they saw as they went up that the lightnings from the stars shone forth, and claps of thunders resounding with them followed. And these are their names, Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, son of Bedi, son of Batuel, son of Galipha, son of Kenan, son of Saluman, son of Silon, son of Judah. The second was Joshua, son of Nun, son of Eliphat, son of Gal, son of Nephilim, son of Iman, son of Saul, son of Dabra, son of Ephraim, son of Joseph. But the people did not listen to the voice of these two. Rather, they were very disturbed and said, Are these the words that God spoke to us, saying, I will bring you into a land flowing with milk and honey? And how does he now bring us up so that we should fall upon the sword and our wives be taken into captivity? And when they said these words, suddenly the glory of God appeared, and he said to Moses, So do the people continue not to listen to me at all? Behold, now the plan of action that is issued from me will not be in vain. I will send the angel of my wrath upon them to afflict their bodies with fire in the wilderness. But I will command my angels who watch over them not to intercede for them. For their souls I will shut up in the chambers of darkness. And I will tell my servants, their fathers, Behold, this is the seed to which I have spoken, saying, Your seed shall stay a while in the land not its own, and I will judge the nation whom it will serve. And I fulfilled my words, and made their enemies melt away, and set the angels beneath their feet, and placed the cloud as the covering for their head. And I commanded the sea, and when the abyss was divided before them, walls of water stood forth. And there was never anything like this event since the day I said, Let the waters under heaven be gathered together into one place, until this day. And I brought them forth, but I killed their enemies, and I brought them before me to Mount Sinai, and I bent the heavens and came down to kindle a lamp before my people and to establish laws for creation. And I taught them to make sanctuaries for me that I might dwell in them. But they abandoned me and did not believe my words, and their mind grew weak. And now, behold, the days will come, and I will do to them as they wish, and I will cast forth their bodies in the wilderness. And Moses said, Before you took the seed from which you would make man upon earth, was it I who did establish their ways? Therefore let your mercy sustain us until the end, and your fidelity for length of days. For unless you had mercy, who would ever be born? In that time he commanded that man about the tassels. And then Korah and 200 men with him rebelled and said, Why is an unbearable law imposed upon us? And God was angry and said, I command the earth, and it gave me man. And to him two sons were born first of all, and the elder rose up and killed the younger, and the earth quickly swallowed up his blood. But I drove Cain out and cursed the earth and spoke to the parched land, saying, You will swallow up blood no more. And now the thoughts of men are very corrupt. Behold, I command the earth, and it will swallow up body and soul together, and their dwelling place will be in darkness and the place of destruction, and they will not die but melt away until I remember the world and renew the earth. And then they will die and not live, and their life will be taken away from the number of all men, and hell will no longer spit them back, and their destruction will not be remembered, and their passing will be like that of those tribes of nations of whom I said, I will not remember them. That is the camp of the Egyptians and the race that I destroyed with the water of the flood, and the earth will swallow them up, and I will do no more. And though Moses was speaking all these words to the people, Korah and his men were still defiant, and Korah sent for his seven sons, who had not joined with him in the plot, to be summoned. But they answered him, saying, Just as a painter does not produce a work of art unless he has been instructed beforehand, so we have received the law of the Most Powerful that teaches us his ways, and we will not enter them except to walk in them. Our Father has not begotten us, but the Most Powerful has formed us. And now if we walk in his ways, we will be his sons. But if you are unbelieving, go your own way. And they did not come up to him. And after this the earth was opened before them. And his son sent to him, saying, If your madness is still upon you, who will help you in the day of your destruction? And he did not heed them. And the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up and their households. And four times the foundations of the earth were shaken. so as to swallow up the men that it, as it had been commanded. And after this, Korah and his group cried out until the earth had become solid again. Now the assembly of the people said to Moses, "We cannot stay around this place where Korah and his men were swallowed up." And he said to them, "Take up your tents from round about them. Do not be joined in their sins." And so they did. And then the identity of the priestly family was revealed by the selection of one tribe, as it was told to Moses. "Take for the 12 tribes one rod apiece, and put them in the tent of meeting. And then to whomever my glory shall have spoken, the rod of that one will flower, and I will take away the murmuring from my people." And Moses did so, and he deposited the 12 rods. And the rod of Aaron sprouted and flowered and yielded seed of almonds. Now that which happened then was like what Israel did when he was in Mesopotamia with Laban the Syrian, when he took almond rods and put them in the cisterns of water, and the flocks came to drink and were divided among the peeled rods, and they brought forth white and speckled and many colored kids. So the assembly of the people was like the flock of sheep. And as the flocks brought forth according to the almond rods, so the priesthood was established through almond rods. In that time Moses killed Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites, and he handed over all their land to his own people, and they dwelled in it. Now Balak was king of Moab, and was living opposite them, and he was very much afraid, and he sent to Balaam, son of Beor, the interpreter of dreams, who lived in Mesopotamia, and commanded him, saying, "Behold, I know that in the region of my father Zippor, when the Amorites fought him, you cursed them, and they were handed over before him. And now come and curse this people, because they are too many for us, and I will do you great honor." And Balaam said, "Behold, this has given pleasure to Balak, but he does not know the plan of God is not like the plan of man. Now he does not realize that the spirit that is given to us is given for a time, but our ways are not straight unless God wishes it. And now wait here, and I will see what the Lord may say to me this night." And God said to him by night, "Who are the men that did come to you?" And Balaam said, "Why, Lord, do you try the human race? They cannot endure it, because you know well what is to happen in the world, even before you founded it. And now enlighten your servant, if it be right to go forth with them." And he said to him, "Is it not regarding this people that I spoke to Abraham in a vision, saying, Your seed will be like the stars of heaven? When I lifted him above the firmament and showed him the arrangements of all the stars, and I demanded his son as a holocaust, and he brought him to be placed on the altar, but I gave him back to his father, and because he did not refuse, his offering was acceptable before me, and on account of his blood I chose them. And then I said to the angels who work secretly, Did I not say regarding this, I will reveal everything I am doing to Abraham and to Jacob his son, the third one whom I called firstborn, who, when he was wrestling in the dust with the angel who was in charge of hymns, would not let him go until he blessed him. And do you propose to go forth with them to curse whom I have chosen? But if you curse them, who will be there to bless you?" And Balaam arose in the morning and said, "Be on your way, because God does not wish me to come with you." And they set out and told Balak what was said by Balaam. And Balak again sent other men to Balaam, saying, "Behold, I know that when you offer holocausts to God, God will be reconciled with men. And now ask even still more from your God, and beg with as many holocausts as he wishes. But if he should be propitiated regarding my evil deeds, you will have your reward, and God will receive his offerings." And Balaam said to them, "Behold, the son of Zippor is looking around, and does not recognize that he dwells among the dead. And now wait here this night, and I will see what God may say to me." And God said to him, "Go with them, and your way will be a stumbling block, and that Balak will go to ruin." He rose in the morning and set out with them. And his she-ass came by way of the wilderness, and saw an angel, and lay down beneath him. And he opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel, and adored him on the ground. And the angel said to him, "Hurry, and be gone, because whatever you say will come to pass for him." And he came into the land of Moab, and built an altar, and offered sacrifices. And when he saw part of the people, the Spirit of God did not abide in him, and he took up his discourse and said, "Behold, Balak brought me to the mountain, saying, Come, run into the fire of those men. What fire the waters will not extinguish? I cannot resist, but the fire that consumes water, who will resist that? And he said to him, "It is easier to take away the foundations and the topmost part of the earth, and to extinguish the light of the sun, and to darken the light of the moon, than for anyone to uproot the planting of the most powerful, or to destroy his vine." And he did not know that his consciousness was expanded so as to hasten his own destruction. "For behold, I see the heritage that the most powerful has shown me by night, and behold, the days will come, and Moab will be amazed at what is happening to it, because Balak wished to persuade the most powerful with gifts and to buy a decision with money. Should you not have asked about what he sent upon Pharaoh and his land because he wished to reduce them to slavery? Behold, an overshadowing and highly desirable vine, and who will be jealous because it does not wither? But if anyone says to himself that the Most High has labored in vain or has chosen them to no purpose, behold, now I see the salvation and liberation that will come upon them. I am restrained in my speech, and I cannot say what I see with my eyes, because there is little left of the Holy Spirit that abides in me. For I know that, because I have been persuaded by Balak, I have lessened the time of my life, and behold, my remaining hour. Behold, again I see the heritage of the dwelling place of this people, and its light will shine more brilliantly than the splendor of lightning, and its course will be swifter than that of an arrow. And the time will come that Moab will groan, and those serving Chemosh who have plotted these things against them will be made weak. And I will gnash my teeth, because I have been led astray and have transgressed what was said to me by night. And my prophecy will remain public, and my words will live on. And the wise and understanding will remember my words, that when I cursed, I perished. But though I blessed, I was not blessed." On saying these words, he grew silent, and Balak said, "Your God has cheated you of many gifts from me." And then Balaam said to him, "Come and let us plan what you should do to them. Pick out the beautiful women who are among us in Midian, and station them naked and adorned with gold and precious stones before them. And when they see them and lie with them, they will sin against their Lord and fall into your hands, for otherwise you cannot fight against them." And on saying this, Balaam turned away and returned to his place. And afterwards the people were seduced after the daughters of Moab, for Balak did everything that Balaam had showed him. And in that time Moses killed the nations and gave their spoils to the people, and he began declaring to them the words of the law that God had spoken to them on Horeb. And he spoke to them, saying, "Behold, I am to sleep with my fathers, and will go to my people. But I know that you will rise up and forsake the words established for you through me, and God will be angry at you and abandon you and depart from your land. And he will bring upon you those who hate you, and they will rule over you, but not forever, because he will remember the covenant that he established with your fathers. But then you and your sons and all your generations will rise up after you and lament the day of my death and say in their heart, 'Who will give us another shepherd like Moses, or such a judge for the sons of Israel to pray always for our sins and to be heard for our iniquities?' Now I call the witness against you today, heaven and earth, for heaven will hear this and earth will know it with its ears, that God has revealed the end of the world so that he might establish his statutes with you and kindle among you an eternal light. And you will remember, you wicked ones, for when I spoke to you, you answered, saying, 'All that God has said to us, we will do and hear. But if we transgress or grow corrupt in our ways, you will recall this as a witness against us, and you will cut us off.' But know that you have eaten the bread of angels for 40 years, and now behold, I bless your tribes before my end comes. But you acknowledge my toil, and that I have toiled for you from the time that you went up from the land of Egypt." On his saying these words, God spoke to him a third time, saying, "Behold, you are going forth to sleep with your fathers, but this people will rise up and not seek me, and they will forget my law by which I have enlightened them, and I will abandon their seed for a time. Now I will show you the land before you die, but you will not enter it in this age, lest you see the graven images with which this people will start to be deceived and led off the path. I will show you the place where they will serve me for 740 years. And after this it will be turned over into the hands of their enemies, and they will destroy it, and foreigners will encircle it. And it will be on that day as it was on the day I smashed the tablets of the covenant that I drew up for you on Horeb. And when they sinned, what was written on them flew away." Now that day was the 17th day of the 4th month, and Moses ascended Mount Abarim, as God had commanded him, and he prayed, saying, "Behold, I have completed my lifetime. I have completed 120 years. And now I ask, May your mercy be with your people and your pity with your heritage, Lord, be established. And may your long-suffering in your place be up upon the chosen race, because you have loved them before all others. And you know that I was a shepherd, and when I fed the flock in the wilderness, I brought them to your mountain, Horeb, and then I first saw your angel on fire from the bush. But you called me from the bush, and I was afraid and turned my face. And you sent me to them, and you freed them from Egypt. But their enemies you drowned in the water, and you gave them the law and statutes in which they might live and enter as sons of men. For who is the man who has not sinned against you? And unless your patience abides, how would your heritage be established, if you were not merciful to them? Or who will yet be born without sin? Now you will correct them for a time, but not in anger. Then the Lord showed him the land and all that is in it, and said, This is the land that I will give to my people. And he showed him the place from which the clouds draw out the water to water the whole earth, and the place from which the river takes its water, and the land of Egypt, and the place in the firmament from which only the Holy Land drinks. And he showed him the place from which the manna rained upon the people, even unto the paths of paradise. And he showed him the measurements of the sanctuary, and the number of sacrifices, and the signs by which they are to interpret the heaven. And he said, These are what are prohibited for the human race, because they have sinned against me. And now your staff with which these signs were performed will be a witness between me and my people. And when they sin, I will be angry with them, but I will recall your staff and spare them in accord with my mercy. And your staff will be before me as a reminder of all the days, and it will be like the bow with which I established my covenant with Noah when he went forth from the ark, saying, I will place my bow in the clouds, and it will be for a sign between me and men, and never again will the flood water cover all the earth. Now I will take you from here and glorify you with your fathers, and I will give you rest in your slumber and bury you in peace. And all the angels will mourn over you, and the heavenly hosts will be saddened. But neither angel nor man will know your tomb in which you are to be buried until I visit the world. And I will raise up you and your fathers from the land of Egypt in which you sleep, and you will come together and dwell in the immortal dwelling place that is not subject to time. But this heaven will be before me like a fleeting cloud and passing like yesterday. And when the time draws near to visit the world, I will command the years and order the times, that they will be shortened. And the stars will hasten, and the light of the sun will hurry to fall, and the light of the moon will not remain. For I will hurry to raise up you who are sleeping, in order that all who can live may dwell in the place of sanctification I showed you. And Moses said, If I can make another request of you, Lord, according to your great mercy, be not angry with me, but show me what amount of time has passed and how much remains. And he said to him, There is honey, the topmost peak, the fullness of a moment, and the drop of a cup, and time has fulfilled all things. For 4.5 have passed, 2.5 remain. And when Moses heard this, he was filled with understanding, and his appearance became glorious. And he died in glory according to the word of the Lord, and he buried him as he had promised him. And the angels mourned at his death, and the lightnings and the torches and the arrows went all together before him. And in the day the hymn of the heavenly hosts was not sung because of the passing of Moses, nor was there such a day from the one on which the Lord made man upon the earth, nor shall there be such forever, that the hymn of the angels should stop on account of men, because he loved him very much, and he buried him with his own hands on a high place, and in the light of all the world. And in that time God established his covenant with Joshua the son of Nun, who was left from the men who had spied out the land. For the lot went forth upon them that they should not see the land, because they had spoken badly about it, and on account of this that generation died. Then God said to Joshua the son of Nun, Why do you mourn, and why do you hope in vain that Moses yet lives? And now you wait to no purpose, because Moses is dead. Take his garments of wisdom and clothe yourself, and with his belt of knowledge gird your loins, and you will be changed and become another man. Do not speak on your behalf to Moses my servant, saying, This one will lead my people after you, and into his hand I will deliver the kings of the Amorites. And Joshua took the garments of wisdom and clothed himself, and girded his loins with a belt of understanding. And when he clothed himself with it, his mind was afire, and his spirit was moved, and he said to his people, Behold, the first generation has died in the wilderness because they have spoken against their God, And behold, now, all you leaders, know today that if you proceed in the ways of your God, your paths will be made straight. But if you do not heed his voice, and you become like your fathers, your affairs will be spoiled, and you yourselves will be crushed, and your name will perish from the earth. And where will the words be that God spoke to your fathers? For even if the Gentiles say, perhaps God has failed, because he has not freed his people, nevertheless, they will recognize that he has not chosen for himself other peoples and done great wonders with them. Then they will understand that the most powerful does not respect persons, but because you sin through pride. So he took away his power from you and subdued you. And now rise up and set your heart to walk in the ways of your Lord, and he will guide you. And the people said to him, behold, we know today what Eldad and Modad prophesied in the days of Moses, saying, after Moses goes to rest, the leadership of Moses will be given over to Joshua the son of Nun. And Moses was not jealous, but rejoiced when he heard them. And from then on, all the people believed that you would exercise leadership over them and divide up the land among them in peace.
And now, even if there is conflict, be strong and act manfully, because you alone are ruler in Israel. On hearing these words, Joshua decided to send spies into Jericho, and he summoned Kenaz and Se'eniamaz, his brother, the two sons of Caleb, and he said to them, I and your father were sent by Moses in the wilderness, and we went up with 10 other men, and they came back and spoke badly about the land and discouraged the heart of the people, and the heart of the people with them were discouraged. But I and your father alone fulfilled the word of the Lord, and behold, we are alive today. And now I will send you to spy out the land of Jericho. Imitate your father, and you also will live. And they went up and spied out the city. And when they brought back word, the people went up and attacked the city and burned it with fire. And after Moses died, the manna stopped descending upon the sons of Israel. And then they began to eat from the fruits of the land. And these are the three things that God gave to his people on account of three persons. That is, the well of the water of Marah for Miriam, and the pillar of cloud for Aaron, and the manna for Moses. And when these came to their end, these three things were taken away from them. Now, when the people and Joshua fought against the Amorites, and they prevailed in battle against their enemies all the days of Joshua, and 39 kings who dwelt in the land were destroyed. And Joshua gave the land to the people by lot, to each tribe according to his lots, as it had been commanded to him. Then Caleb approached him and said, you know that the two of us were sent by lot from Moses to go with the spies, and because we fulfilled the word of the Lord, behold, we are alive today. And now, if it is acceptable in your eyes, let there be given by lot to Kenaz, my son, the territory of the three towers. And Joshua blessed him, and so he did. And when Joshua had grown old and was advanced in days, God said to him, behold, you are old and advanced in days, and there is very much land, and there is no one to divide it up by lot. And after your departure, this people will be intermingled with those inhabiting the land, and they will be seduced after strange gods, and I will abandon them as I testified in my speech to Moses. But you bear witness to them before you die. And Joshua said, you above all know, Lord, what moves the heart of the sea before it rages. And you have searched out the constellations and numbered the stars and regulated the rain. And you know the number of all generations before they are born. And now, Lord, give to your people a wise heart and a prudent mind. And when you will give those orders to your heritage, they will not sin against you, and you will not be angry at them. Are not these the words that I spoke before you, Lord, when Achan stole from the things under the ban and the people were delivered up before you? And I prayed before you and said, would it not have been better for us, Lord, if we had died in the Red Sea, where you drowned our enemies, or if we had died in the wilderness like our fathers, than to be delivered into the hands of the Amorites so as to be destroyed forever? And the word concerns us. No evil will befall us. For even if our goal be taken away in death, you, who are before all ages and after all ages, still live. Even if man, who cannot place one generation before another, says, God has destroyed the people whom he has chosen for himself, and behold, we will be in Sheol, but you will make your word alive. And now let the fullness of your mercy sustain your people, and choose for your heritage a man, so that he and his offspring will rule your people. Did not our father Jacob speak about him, saying, a ruler will not be lacking from Judah, nor a leader from his loins? And now confirm those words spoken beforehand, so that the nations of the earth and the tribes of the world may learn that you are eternal." And he added, saying, "Lord, behold, the days will come when the house of Israel will be like a brooding dove, who on placing her young in a nest does not leave or forget her place. So also these, having repented of their deeds, will hope for the salvation that is to be born from them." And Joshua went down to Gilgal and built an altar with very large stones, and did not lift an iron tool to them as Moses had commanded. And he set up large stones on Mount Ebal, and whitened them, and wrote on them, and very plainly, the words of the law. And he gathered all the people together, and read out loud before them all the words of the law. And he came down with them, and offered peace offerings on the altar, and sang many praises. And they took the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the tent of meeting, with timbrels, and dances, and harps, and lyres, and lutes, and every good sounding instrument. And the priests and Levites were going before the ark, and rejoicing in song. And they put the ark in front of the altar, and they offered very many peace offerings upon it. And all the house of Israel sang together in a loud voice, saying, "Behold, our Lord has fulfilled what he said to our fathers. To your seed I will give the land in which you may dwell, a land flowing with milk and honey. And behold, he led us into the land of our enemies, and delivered them broken in spirit before us. And he is the God who sent word to our fathers in the secret dwelling places of soul, saying, Behold, the Lord has done everything that he has said to us, and truly now we know that God has established every word of his law, and he spoke to us on Horeb. And if our heart keeps to his ways, it will be good for us and for our sons after us." And Joshua blessed them and said, "The Lord grant that your heart may abide in him all the days, and you do not depart from his name. May the covenant of the Lord remain with you and not be broken, but may there be built among you a dwelling place for God." And he said, when he sends you into his inheritance with joy and gladness. And after these events, when Joshua and all Israel heard that the sons of Reuben and the sons of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh who dwelt around the Jordan had built an altar there, and were offering sacrifices on it, and had made priests for the sanctuary, all the people were very much disturbed, and came to them to Shiloh. And Joshua and all the elders said to them, "What are these deeds that are done among you, when we have not even yet settled in our land? Are not these the words that Moses spoke to you in the wilderness, saying, Beware that on entering your land you grow corrupt in your own deeds and destroy all this people. And now why have our enemies abounded unless it is because you have corrupted your ways and made all this trouble? And so those gathered against us will crush us." And the sons of Reuben and the sons of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh said to Joshua and to all the people of Israel, "Behold, now God has counted out the fruit of the womb of men and set up a light that they may see what is in darkness, because he himself knows what are in the hidden places of the abyss, and the light abides with him. Now the Lord God of our fathers knows that none of us, nor we ourselves, have done this act out of wickedness, but rather for our posterity's sake, so that their heart may not be separated from the Lord our God, and that they may not say to us, Behold, our brothers who are across the Jordan have an altar and offer sacrifice on it, but we have this place and do not have an altar, and are far from the Lord our God. For our God is so far from our ways that we may not serve him. And on saying these words, we said among ourselves, Let us make an altar for ourselves, so that there may be zeal among us for seeking the Lord. For some of us who stand here did this, and knowing that we are your brothers and that we stand guiltless before you, do therefore whatever is pleasing in the eyes of the Lord." And Joshua said, "Is not the Lord, the king, more powerful than 1,000 sacrifices? And why have you not taught your sons the words of the Lord that you heard from us? For if your sons had been meditating upon the law of the Lord, their mind would not have been led astray by an altar made by hand. Or do you know that when the people were left alone for a while in the wilderness, when Moses went up to receive the tablets, their mind was led astray, and they made idols for themselves? And if the mercy of the God of our fathers had not been their guardian, all their assemblies would have been derided, and all the sins of the people made public because of your foolishness. And so now go and dig up the altars that you have built for yourselves, and teach your sons the law, and have them meditate on it day and night, so that through all the days of their life, the Lord may be for them a witness and a judge. and God will be a witness and a judge between me and you, and between my heart and your heart. For if you have done this act out of cunning because you wish to destroy your brothers, it will be avenged upon you. But if you have done it out of ignorance, as you say, because of your sons, God will be merciful to you. And all the people answered, Amen, Amen. And Joshua and all the people of Israel offered 1,000 rams on their behalf for their pardon, and they prayed for them, and he sent them away in peace. They went and destroyed the altar, and they fasted and lamented, they and their sons, and they prayed, saying, God of our fathers, and you who know beforehand the heart of all men, you know that our ways are not undertaken out of wickedness before you. We have not strayed from your ways, but all of us serve you, for we are the works of your hands. Now have mercy on your covenant with the sons of your servants. And after this, Joshua went up to Gilgal and took up the tent of meeting of the Lord and the Ark of the Covenant and all its vessels, and he took them up to Shiloh and set up the Urim and the Thummim there. And then Eleazar the priest was ministering at the altar. All who came from the people came together and sought the Lord. He taught them with the Urim, for with this it was revealed to them. Now, at the new altar that was in Gilgal, Joshua had decreed even unto this day one holocaust would be offered every year by the sons of Israel. For until the house of the Lord was built in Jerusalem, and sacrifice offered on the new altar, the people were not prohibited from offering sacrifice there. Because the Thummim and Urim revealed all things in Shiloh, and until the ark was placed in the sanctuary of the Lord by Solomon, they were offering sacrifice there until that day. Now Eleazar the son of Aaron the priest was serving in Shiloh. Now Joshua the son of Nun, being a mighty man, organized the people and divided up the land among them. And while there were still enemies of Israel upon the land, the days of Joshua drew near for him to die. And he sent and summoned all Israel and all their land, along with women and children, and he said to them, Gather before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord in Shiloh, and I will establish a covenant with you before I die. And on the 16th day of the third month, all the people along with the women and children gathered together before the Lord in Shiloh. And Joshua said to them, Hear, O Israel, behold, I am establishing with you a covenant of this law that the Lord has established for your fathers in Horeb. And so wait here this night and see what God will say to me on your behalf. And while the people were waiting that night, the Lord appeared to Joshua in a dream vision and said to him, According to the words I will speak to this people. And Joshua rose up in the morning and gathered all the people and said to them, The Lord says this, There was one rock from which I quarried out your father, and the cutting of that rock bore two men whose names are Abraham and Nahor. And out of the chiseling of that place were born two women whose names were Sarah and Milcah, and they lived together across the river. And Abraham took Sarah as a wife, and Nahor took Milcah. And when all those inhabiting the land were being led astray after their own devices, Abraham believed in me and was not led astray with them. And I rescued him from the flame and took him and brought him over all the land of Canaan and said to him in a vision, To your seed I will give this land. And that man said to me, Behold, now you have given me a wife, and she is sterile. And how will I have offspring from that rock of mine that is closed up? And I said to him, Bring me a three-year-old calf, and a three-year-old she-goat, and a three-year-old ram, a turtle dove, and a dove. And he brought them as I commanded him. Now I sent upon him a deep sleep, and I encompassed him with fear, and set before him the place of fire, where the deeds of those doing wickedness against me will be expiated. And I showed him the torches of fire by which the just who have believed in me will be enlightened. And I said to him, These will be a witness between me and you, that I will give you offspring from the one who is closed up, and I will make you like the dove, because you have taken me for me a city that your sons will begin to build before me. Now the turtle doves I will liken to the prophets who will be born from you, and the ram I will liken to the wise men who will be born from you, who will enlighten your sons. But I will liken the calf to the multitude of peoples, which are made many through you. The she-goat I liken to the women whose wombs I will open, and they will give birth. And these prophecies and this night will be a witness between us, that I will not go against my words. And I gave him Isaac, and formed him in the womb of her who gave birth to him, and commanded her to restore him quickly, and to give him back to me in the seventh month. And therefore every woman who gives birth in the seventh month, her son will live, because upon him I have brought my glory and revealed the new age. And I gave to Isaac, Jacob, and Esau. And I gave to Esau the land of Seir as an inheritance. But Jacob and his sons went down into Egypt. And the Egyptians humbled your fathers, as you know. But I remembered your fathers and sent Moses my friend and freed them from there. But their enemies I struck down and brought them out with a huge hand and led them through the Red Sea and set a cloud beneath their feet and brought them through the deep. And I brought them to the foot of Mount Sinai, and I bowed the heaven and came down and congealed the flame of fire and stopped at the channels of the abyss and impeded the course of the stars and muffled the sounds of thunder and quenched the fullness of the wind and rebuked the many clouds and stayed their movements and interrupted the storm of the heavenly hosts so as not to break my covenant. For all things were set in motion when I came down, and everything was brought to life when I arrived. And I did not let my people be scattered, but I gave them my law and enlightened them, in order that by doing these things they would live and have many years and not die. And I brought you into this land and gave you vineyards, cities that you did not build, you inhabit. And I fulfilled my covenant that I promised your fathers. And now if you listen to your fathers, I will set my heart among you forever and overshadow you. And your enemies will fight against you no more. And your land will be renowned over all the earth, and your seed special among all the peoples, who will say, Behold, a faithful people, because they believed in the Lord. Therefore the Lord freed them and planted them. And so I will plant you like a desirable vine and tend you like a lovable flock, and I will command the rain and the dew, and they will be abundant for you during your lifetime. But also at the end the lot of each one of you will be life eternal, for you and your seed, and I will take your souls and store them in peace until the time allotted, the world will be complete. And I will restore you to your fathers and your fathers to you, and they will know through you that I have not chosen you in vain. These are the words that the Lord spoke to me this night. And all the people answered and said, This Lord is our God, and him alone we will serve. And all the people had a great feast that day, and renewal ceremony for 28 days. And after those days, Joshua, the son of Nun, again gathered all the people and said to them, Behold, now the Lord has testified among you. Today I have called a witness against you, heaven and earth. For if you continue to serve the Lord, you will be a special people to him. But if you are not willing to serve him, and you wish to obey the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, say this today before the Lord, and go forth. But I and my household will serve the Lord. And all the people raised their voice and wept and said, Perhaps God has accounted us worthy. It is better for us to die in fear of him than to be blotted out from the earth. And Joshua the son of Nun blessed the people and kissed them and said to them, May your words win mercy before our Lord, and may he send his angel and he guard you. Be mindful of me after my death, and of Moses, the friend of the Lord. And let not the words of the covenant that he established with you depart from you all the days. And he dismissed them, and they went away, each man to his own inheritance. Now Joshua laid himself on his bed, and sent and summoned the son of Eleazar the priest, and said to him, Behold, now I see with my own eyes the transgression of this people in which they are to stray. But you strengthen yourself while you are still with them. And he kissed him and his father and his sons, and he blessed him and said, May the Lord God of your fathers guide your ways and all those of this people. And when he ceased speaking to them, he drew up his feet into the bed and slept with his fathers. And his sons placed their hands over his eyes. And then all Israel gathered together to bury him, and they made a great lamentation for him. And they said this in their lamentation, Lament over the wing of this swift eagle, because he has flown away from us, and lament over the might of the lion's cub, because he has been hidden from us. And who will go and tell the just Moses that we have had a leader like him for 40 years? And they ended their lamentation and buried him with their own hands at Mount Ephraim, and they returned each to his own tent. And after the death of Joshua, the land of Israel was peaceful, but the Philistines were seeking to fight with the sons of Israel, and they inquired of the Lord and said, Should we go up and fight against the Philistines? And God said to them, If you go up with a pure heart, fight, but if your heart is defiled, you should not go up. And they inquired again, How will we know if the heart of all the people is the same? Then God said to them, Cast lots among your tribes, and every tribe that comes out in the lot will be set aside for another lot, and then you will know whose heart is pure and whose may be defiled. And the people said, First, let us appoint a leader among us, and then we will cast the lot. And the angel of the Lord said to them, Appoint one. And the people said, Whom will we appoint who is worthy, Lord? And the angel of the Lord said to them, Cast the lot upon the tribe of Caleb, and whoever will be revealed in that lot, he will rule over you. And they cast the lot upon the tribe of Caleb, and the lot came out upon Kenaz, and they made him ruler in Israel. And Kenaz said to the people, Bring to me your tribes, and hear the word of the Lord. And the people were gathered, and Kenaz said to them, You know what Moses, the friend of the Lord, commanded you, not to transgress the law, to the right nor to the left. And also Joshua, who was ruler after him, commanded you the same. And now, behold, we have heard from the mouth of the Lord that your heart is defiled, and that the Lord has ordered us to cast lots upon your tribes, in order that we may know whose heart has turned away from the Lord our God. Will not the fury of his wrath be brought upon the people? Now I promise you today that even if someone from my own household comes out in the lot of sin, he will not be saved, but will be burned in the fire. And the people said, You have proposed a good plan to carry out. And he brought the tribes before him, and there were found from the tribe of Judah 345 men, but from the tribe of Reuben 560, and from the tribe of Simeon 775, and from the tribe of Levi 150, and from the tribe of Issachar 665, from the tribe of Zebulun 545, from the tribe of Gad 380, and from the tribe of Asher 665, and from the tribe of Manasseh 480, and from the tribe of Ephraim 448, and from the tribe of Benjamin 267. And the total number of those who were found in the lot of sin was 6,110. And Kenaz led them all away and shut them up in prison until it should be known what should be done about them. And Kenaz said, Did not Moses, the friend of the Lord, speak about these people, saying, Lest there be among you a root bearing poison and bitterness? Now blessed be the Lord, who has revealed all the schemes of these men, and did not let them corrupt the people with their wicked deeds. Therefore bring the Urim and the Thummim here, and summon Eleazar the priest, and let us inquire of the Lord through him. And then Kenaz and Eleazar and all the elders and all the assembly prayed together, saying, Lord, God of our fathers, reveal to your servants the truth, for we have found those who do not believe the wonders that you did for our fathers from the time you brought them out of the land of Egypt until this day. And the Lord answered and said, First, question those who have been found such, and let them confess their deeds that they have done with cunning, and afterwards they shall be burned in the fire. And Kenaz brought them out and said to them, Behold, now you know how Achan confessed when he came out of the lot, and how he declared everything he had done. And now declare to us your wicked deeds and schemes. And who knows that if you tell the truth to us, even if you die now, nevertheless God will have mercy on you when he will resurrect the dead. And one of them, Elos by name, said, Will not death now come upon us, so that we might fight, die in the fire? But I tell you, sir, the schemes that we have done so wickedly are not all alike. Now if you wish to seek out the plain truth, examine the men of each tribe individually, so that every bystander will know the differences among their sins. And Kenaz examined those who were from his own tribe, and they said to him, We desire to copy and make the calf that they made in the wilderness. And after this he examined the men of Reuben, and they said, We desire to sacrifice to the gods of those who inhabit the land. And he examined the men from the tribe of Levi, and they said, We desire to test the tent of meeting, whether it is not or not it is holy. And he asked the group from the tribe of Issachar, and they said, We desire to make inquiry through the demons of the idols, whether or not they would reveal things plainly. And he examined the men of the tribe of Zebulun, and they said, We desire to eat the flesh of our own children, and to know whether or not God has care for these. And he examined the group from the tribe of Dan, and they said, The Amorites have taught us what they make, and so we might teach our children. And behold, these things are hidden beneath Abraham's mountain, and stored beneath the heap of earth. Therefore send, and you will find them. And Kenaz sent and found them, and he examined the group of the tribe of Naphtali, and they said, We desire to make what the Amorites make, and behold, they are hidden beneath the tent of Elos, who told you to examine us. Therefore send, and you will find them. And Kenaz sent and found them. And afterward he examined those who were left over from the tribe of Gad, and they said, "We have committed adultery with each other's wives." And then he examined the men of Asher, who said, "We have found the 7 golden idols whom the Amorites called the sacred nymphs. And we took them along with the precious stones set upon them and hid them. And behold, now they are stored beneath the summit of Mount Shechem. Therefore send, and you will find them." And Kenaz sent men, and they removed them from there. These are the nymphs that, when called upon, showed the Amorites what to do every hour. For these are what 7 sinful men devised after the flood. Their names are these: Canaan, Futh, Selath, Nimrod, Elath, Desuath. Nor will there be anything ever like this again in the world, graven by the hands of a craftsman or adorned with painting. Now they were set up with spikes and fixed for the worship of idols. Those precious stones, among which were crystal and praise, were brought from the land of Havilah, and they had a pierced style. And one of them was cut on the top, and another, like spotted chrysoprase, shone in its cutting, as if it revealed the water of the deep lying beneath it. And these are the precious stones that the Amorites had in their sanctuaries, the value of which cannot be estimated, because for those entering by night the light of a lamp was not necessary, so brightly did the natural light of the stones shine forth. But among these, that one cut in the pierced style and cleansed with bristles gave off more light. For even if one of the Amorites was blind, he would go and put his eyes on it and recover sight. These Kenaz found, and he stored them in hiding until he might know what to do about them. And after this he examined the group from the tribe of Manasseh, and they said, "We merely profane the Sabbaths of the Lord." And he examined the group from the tribe of Ephraim, who said, "We desired to make our sons and daughters pass through the fire, to know if what had been said would be proved by direct evidence." And he asked the group from the tribe of Benjamin, and they said, "We desired in this time to investigate the book of the law, whether by God had really written what was in it, or Moses had taught these things by himself." And when Kenaz had taken all these words and written them in a book, and had read them before God, the Lord said to him, "Take the men and what was found with them and all their possessions, and put them in the bed of the river Pison, and to burn them with fire, so that my anger may cease from them." And Kenaz said, "Should we burn those precious stones in the fire, or consecrate them to you, because we do not have any like those?" And God said to him, "If God in his own name takes anything from the things under the ban, what will a man do? So now you will also take those precious stones and everything that has been found in the book, and when you have arranged for the men, you will place the stones apart with the books, because the fire cannot burn them up, and afterward I will show you how to destroy them. But the men and everything else that has been found you will burn in the fire, and when all the people have been gathered together you will say to them, 'So it will be done to every man whose heart has turned from his God.' And after the fire has burned up those men, then you will place on top of the mountain beside the new altar the books and the precious stones that cannot be burned by fire or cut up by iron or blotted out by water. And I will command a cloud, and it will go and take the dew and send it down upon the books and blot out what is written in them, because they will not be blotted out by any other water than that which has never served men. And afterward I will send forth my lightning, and it will burn up those books. But regarding the precious stones, I will command my angel, and he will take them and go, put them in the deep of the sea. And I will order the deep, and it will swallow them up, for they cannot remain in the world, because they have been defiled by the idols of the Amorites. And I will command another angel, and he will take for me 12 stones from the same place from which these 7 were taken. When you find them on the top of the mountain where you are to place these others, you will take them and set them on the ephod over against the 12 stones that Moses in the wilderness set on the breastplate. You will consecrate them according to the 12 tribes. And do not say, 'How will I know what stone is set for what tribe?' Behold, I will tell you the name of the tribe along with the name of the stone, and you will find them engraved one over the other." And Kenaz went and took everything that had been found, and the men along with these things, and he gathered all the people to himself again and said to them, "Behold, you have seen all the wonders that God has revealed to us until this day. And behold, when we were seeking out all those who planned evil deeds craftily against the Lord and against Israel, God revealed them to us according to their works. And now, cursed be the man who would plot to do such things among you, brothers. And all the people answered, Amen, Amen. And when this had been said, he burned all those men in the fire, and everything that had been found with them except the precious stones. And after this, Kenaz wished to determine whether or not the stones would be burned by fire. And he cast them into the fire. And as soon as they fell into the fire was extinguished. And Kenaz took the iron sword so that they might be broken up. And when the sword touched them, its iron melted. And after this, he wished at least to blot out the books with water. But as soon as the water fell upon them, it was congealed. And on seeing these happenings, Kenaz said, Blessed be God who has done so many mighty deeds for the sons of men. And he made Adam as the first created one and showed him everything so that when Adam sinned thereby, he might refuse him all these things. For if he showed them to the whole human race, they might have mastery over them. And when this was said, he took the books and the stones and he placed them on the top of the mountain beside the new altar as God had commanded him. And he took the peace offering and offered the holocausts on the new altar by placing it on 2,000 holocausts in all as a whole burnt offerings on that day. And he and all his people together celebrated a great feast. And that same night, God did as he had told Kenaz. He commanded a cloud, and it went and took dew from the ice of paradise and poured it on the books and blotted them out. And after this, an angel came and burned them. But another angel took the precious stones and cast them into the heart of the sea. And he commanded the deep of the sea, and it swallowed them up. And another angel came and took the 12 stones and put them beside that place from which he had taken the previous 7 and engraved on them the names of the tribes. And Kenaz arose the next morning and found those 12 stones on the top of the mountain where he himself had placed the previous stones. And the engraving on them was such that the forms of the eyes were portrayed on them. And the first stone on which was written the name of the tribe Reuben was like sardius. But the second stone was cut from ivory, and there the name of the tribe of Simeon was engraved, and it seemed like topaz. And on the third stone, which was like emerald, was engraved the name of the tribe Levi. Now the fourth stone, on which was the name of the tribe of Judah, was called crystal, and it was like carbuncle. But the fifth stone was praise, and upon it was engraved tribe of Issachar, and it had the color of sapphire in it. Now the engraving of the sixth stone was like chrysoprase, and was speckled with diverse markings, and there was written tribe of Zebulun, and it was like jasper. The engraving of the seventh stone shone and showed itself as if it held the water of the deep, and there was written on it the name of the tribe of Dan, and it was like ligure. The eighth stone was cut out from diamond, and there was written on the name of the tribe of Naphtali, and it was like amethyst. And the engraving of the ninth stone was a pierced work from Mount Ophir, and there was written tribe of Gad, and it was like agate. And the engraving of the tenth stone was hollowed out, and it had the appearance of the stone of Timon. And there was written, tribe of Asher, and it was like chrysolite. And the 11th stone was taken from Lebanon, and there was written the name of the tribe of Joseph, and it was like beryl. And the 12th stone was cut out from the height of Zion, and on it was written, tribe of Benjamin, and it was like onyx. And God said to Kenaz, Take those stones and put them in the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord along with the tablets of the covenant that I gave to Moses on Oreb, and they will stay there until Jahel, who will build a house in my name, will arise, and then he will set them before me upon the two cherubim, and they will be before me as a memorial for the house of Israel. And when the sins of my people have reached full measure, and enemies begin to have power over my house, I will take those stones and the former stones along with the tablets, and I will store them in the place from which they were taken in the beginning. And they will be there until I remember the world and visit those inhabiting the earth. And then I will take those and many others better than they are from where eye has not seen nor ear has heard, and it has not entered into the heart of man, until the like should come to pass in the world. And the just will not lack the brilliance of the sun or the moon, for the light of the most precious stones will be their light. And Kenaz arose and said, Behold, how much good God has made for men. But because of their sins, they have been deprived of all these things. And now today I know that the race of men is weak, and their life should be accounted as nothing. And on saying this, he took the stones from the place where they were laid. And when he took them, it was as if the light of the sun was poured over them, and the earth glowed from their light. And Kenaz put them in the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, with the tablets as it had been commanded him. And they are there to this day. And after this he armed 300,000 men of the people, and he went up to fight the Amorites. And he struck down on the first day 800,000 men, and on the second day he killed 500,000. And on the third day certain men of the people grumbled against Kenaz, saying, "Behold, now Kenaz alone is busy at his home with his wife and his concubines, and he sends us into battle so that we may be destroyed before our enemies." And on hearing these words, the servants of Kenaz reported them to him. And he commanded the captains of 50, and he brought 37 men from them who had been his detractors, and he locked them up in prison. And these are their names: Leituz, Betul, Ephal, Dialma, Anaf, Disak, Bisak, Getel, Anael, Anazim, Noak, Sehek, Boak, Obal, Ayabat, Enath, Beoth, Zelut, Ephor, Ekent, Disaph, Abidan, Isar, Moab, Duzal, Azat, Philak, Egot, Zephal, Elisor, Ikar, Zebut, Sebet, Nesak, Sere. And when the captain of the 50 had locked them up according to the command of Kenaz, Kenaz said, "When God will have worked salvation for his people by my hands, then I will punish those men." And on saying this, Kenaz commanded the captain of 50, saying, "Go and choose from my servants 300 men and the horses of the same number, and let no one of the people know the hour in which I am to go out for battle. Only in whatever hour I tell you, prepare the men, so that they might be prepared even at night." And Kenaz sent emissaries as spies to see where the main part of the Amorite camp was. And the emissaries went in, and their spying saw that the main part of the Amorite camp was arrayed on the cliffs, and that they were planning to come and fight against Israel. And the emissaries returned and reported this to him. And Kenaz and the 300 horsemen with him arose by night, and he took trumpets in his hand, and he began to go down with the 300 men. And when he drew near to the Amorite camp, he said to his servants, "Stay here, and I will go down alone and have a look at the Amorite camp, and if I blow the trumpet, you may come down, but if not, you are not to look for me there." And Kenaz went down alone, and before he went down, he prayed and said, "Lord, God of our fathers, you have shown your servants the wonders that you are ready to do by reason of your covenant in the last days. And now send one of your wonders to your servants, and I will fight your enemies, in order that they and all the nations of your people may know the Lord saves, not by means of a huge army or by power of horsemen, if they but knew the sign of deliverance that you will work with me today. Behold, I will draw my sword out of its scabbard, and it will shine in the Amorite camp. And if the Amorites recognize that I am Kenaz, I know that you have delivered them into my hands. But if they do not recognize me and think I am someone else, I know that you have not heard me, but have delivered me to my enemies. For even if I be handed over to death, I know that the Lord has not heard me because of my faults, and has handed me over to my enemies. But he will not destroy his inheritance by my death." And he went forth after he prayed, and he heard many of the Amorites saying, "Rise up, and let us fight against Israel, for we know that our sacred nymphs are there with them, and they will deliver them into our hands." And Kenaz arose, and the Spirit of the Lord clothed him, and he drew his sword. And when its light shone on the Amorites like a lightning bolt, they saw it and said, "Is not this the sword of Kenaz that has wounded so many of us? And the word that we were saying is correct, because the sacred nymphs have delivered them into our hands. And behold, now this day will be a feast day for the Amorites, since our enemy has been handed over to us. Now therefore, rise up, and let each one gird himself with his sword and begin to fight." And when Kenaz heard their words, he was clothed with the spirit of power and was changed into another man. And he went down to the Amorite camp, and he began to strike them down. But the Lord sent before him the angel Engithel, who is in charge of hidden things and works invisibly. And another powerful angel was helping him. And Engithel struck the Amorites with blindness, so that when each saw his neighbor, they thought they were their adversaries and killed one another. And Zeruel, the angel who was preeminent in military might, bore up the arms of Kenaz, lest they should sink down. And Kenaz killed 45,000 men of the Amorites. Now they killed one another. and 45,000 men fell. And when Kenaz had killed such a great number, he wished to release his hand from the sword, because it was stuck to the handle of the sword, and could not be released. And his right hand took in the power of the sword. And then some of the Amorite survivors fled into the mountains. Now Kenaz thought how he might release his hand. And looking about, he saw with his own eyes an Amorite man in flight. And he took hold of him and said to him, "I know that the Amorites have been wiped out, and now show me how to release my hand from this sword, and I will let you go." And the Amorite said, "Go and get a man from the Hebrews and kill him, and while his blood is still hot, put your hand beneath it. On receiving his blood, your hand will be released." And Kenaz said, "As the Lord lives, for if you had said, 'Get a man from the Amorites,' I would have gotten one of those and saved you. But because you said, 'From the Hebrews,' and so revealed your hatred, your own word will be against you, and as you have said, so will I do to you." And on saying these words, Kenaz killed him, and while his blood was still hot, he put his hand beneath, and on receiving it, it was released. And Kenaz left there, and took off his clothes, and threw himself into the river, and washed himself. And he came up again, changed his clothes, and returned to his servants. But the Lord had sent a deep sleep that night upon them, and they slept and did not know all the deeds that Kenaz had done. And Kenaz came and woke them up from their sleep, and they looked at him and saw with their own eyes, and behold, the field was full of bodies, and they were astonished, and looked at each other. And Kenaz said to them, "Why are you amazed? Is the way of men like the ways of God? For among men a great number prevails, but with God, whatever he has decided. And so, if God wished to save his people by my hands, why are you amazed? Arise, and each of you gird on your swords, and we will go home to our brothers." And when all Israel heard that deliverance had been accomplished by the hands of Kenaz, all the people went out together to meet him, and they said, "Blessed be the Lord who has made you leader among his people, and has shown what he has said to you was worthy of belief. And what we have heard by word, now we have seen, and the work of God's word is manifest." And Kenaz said to them, "Ask your brothers, and have them tell you how much they have toiled with me in battle." And those men who were with him said, "As the Lord lives, we did not fight, nor did we even want to know anything except that when we were awakened, we saw a field full of bodies." And the people answered, "Now we know that the Lord has decided to save his people. He does not need a great number, but only holiness." And Kenaz said to the captain of 50 who had locked up those men in prison, "Bring those men here, and we will hear their words." And when he had brought them, Kenaz said to them, "Tell me what you have seen, so as to grumble about me among the people." These said, "Why do you ask us? Now therefore command us to be burned in the fire, because we will not die for this sin that we are talking about now, but for that previous one in which we were implicated." Those men made a confession and were burned for their sins. For then we had joined in their sins, saying, "Perhaps the people will not find us out." And then we escaped the people. But rightly have we been made a public example in our sins, in that we have fallen into slandering you. And Kenaz said, "If therefore you testify against yourselves, how will I have mercy on you?" Kenaz ordered them to be burned in the fire, and threw their ashes into the bed of the river Pison, where he had thrown those of the great number of sinners. And Kenaz ruled the people 57 years, and there was fear among all his enemies all his days. And when the days of Kenaz drew near for him to die, he sent and summoned all of them, and Jabez, and Phinehas, the two prophets, and Phinehas the son of Eleazar the priest. And he said to them, "Behold, now the Lord has shown to me all his wonders that he is ready to do for his people in the last days. And now I will establish my covenant with you today, so that you do not abandon the Lord your God after my departure. For you have seen all the wonders that came upon those who sinned, and what they declared in confessing their sins voluntarily, or how the Lord our God destroyed them because they transgressed against his covenant. Now therefore spare those of your household and your children, and stay in the paths of the Lord your God, lest the Lord destroy his own inheritance." And Phinehas the son of Eleazar the priest said, "If Kenaz, the leader of the prophets and the elders, commanded, I will speak the word that I heard from my father when he was dying, and I will not be silent about the command that he commanded me while his soul was being taken away." And Kenaz, the leader and the prophets, said, "Speak, Phinehas. Should anyone speak before the priest who guards the commandments of the Lord our God, especially since truth goes forth from his mouth and shining light from his heart?" And since Phinehas said,
While my father was dying, he commanded me, saying, These words you will say to the sons of Israel. When you were gathered together in the assembly, the Lord appeared to me 3 days ago in a dream by night, and said to me, Behold, you have seen, and also your father before you, how much I have toiled among my people. But after your death, this people will rise up and corrupt its ways and turn from my commands. And I will be very angry with them. But I will recall the time that was before the creation of the world, the time when man did not exist, and there was no wickedness in it, when I said that the world would be created, and those who would come into it would praise me, and I would plant a great vineyard, and from it I would choose a plant, and I would care for it and call it by my name, and it would be mine forever. When I did all the things that I said, nevertheless, my plant that was called by my name did not recognize me as its planter, but it destroyed its own fruit and did not yield up its fruit to me. And this is what my father commanded me to say to this people. And Kenaz and the elders and all the people lifted up their voices and wept with great lamentation until evening and said, Will the shepherd destroy his flock for any reason except that it is sinned against him? And now he is the one who will spare us according to the abundance of his mercy, because he has toiled so much among us. And when they had sat down, a holy spirit came upon Kenaz and dwelt in him and put him in ecstasy. And he began to prophesy, saying, Behold, now I see what I had not hoped for, and I perceive that I did not understand. Hear now, you who dwell on the earth, just as those staying a while on it prophesied before me and saw this hour even before the earth was corrupted. So all of you who dwell in it may know the prophecies that have been fixed in advance. Behold, now I see flames that do not burn, and I hear springs raise up out of a sleep for which there is no foundation. And I perceive neither the tops of the mountains nor the roof of the firmament, but everything has no appearance and is invisible and has no place whatsoever. And although my eye does not know what it sees, my heart will find what to say. Now from the flame that I saw not burning, I saw, and behold, a spark came up, as it were, laid for itself a platform. And the floor was like what a spider spins, and the pattern of a shield. And when this foundation had been set, behold, there was stirred up from that spring, as it were, boiling foam, and it changed itself into another foundation, as it were. Now between the upper foundation and the lower, there came forth from the light of that invisible place, as it were, the images of men. And they were walking around, and behold, a voice was saying, These will be a foundation for men, and they will dwell in between them for 7,000 years. And the lower foundation was solid material, but the upper was of foam. And those who went forth from the light of the invisible place, and they will be those who have the name man. And when he will sin against me, and the time will be fulfilled, the spark will be put out, and the spring will stop, and so they will be transformed. And when Kenaz had spoken these words, he was awakened, and his senses came back to him. But he did not know what he had said or what he had seen. But this alone he said to the people, If the repose of the just after they have died is like this, we must die to this incorruptible world, so as not to see sins. And when he had said these words, Kenaz died and slept with his fathers, and people mourned for him 30 days. And afterward the people appointed over themselves as leader Zebul. In that time he gathered the people together and said to them, Behold now, we know all the toil that Kenaz toiled for us in the days of his life. And now if he had sons, they would rule the people. And since he had left only daughters, let them receive a greater inheritance among the people, because their father during his lifetime refused to give anything to them, lest he be called avaricious and greedy. And the people said, Do everything that is pleasing in your sight. Now Kenaz had 3 daughters, whose names were these: the firstborn, Ethema; the second, Phelia; and the third, Zelpha. And Zebul gave to the firstborn all that was around the land of the Phoenicians, and to the second he gave the olive grove of Ekron, but to the third he gave the tilled lands that were around Ashdod, and he gave them husbands, that is, to the firstborn Elisiphan, to the second Odihel, and to the third Doel. Now in those days Zebul established a treasury for the Lord, and said to the people, Behold, if anyone wishes to consecrate gold and silver to the Lord, let him bring it to the treasury of the Lord in Shiloh. Only do not let anyone who has anything belonging to the idols wish to consecrate it to the treasuries of the Lord, because the Lord does not want the abominations of the things under the ban, lest you disturb the assembly of the Lord. For the wrath that has passed is sufficient.
And all the people, from men to women, brought whatever gold and silver their heart prompted, and everything that was brought was weighed out, 20 talents of gold and 250 of silver. And Zebul judged the people 25 years. And when he had completed his time, he sent and called together all the people and said, "Behold, now I am going forth to die. Look to the testimonies that our predecessors have left as witnesses, and do not let your heart be like the waves of the sea. But just as the wave of the sea understands nothing except what is in the sea, so let your heart ponder nothing else except what belongs to the law." And Zebul slept with his fathers, and he was buried in the tomb of his father. Then the sons of Israel did not have anyone to appoint for themselves as judge, and their heart fell away, and they forgot the promise and transgressed the ways that Moses and Joshua, the servants of the Lord, had commanded them. And they were led astray after the daughters of the Amorites and served their gods. And the Lord was angry at them and sent his angel and said, "Behold, I have chosen one people from every tribe of the earth, and I said that my glory would reside in this world with it. And I sent to them Moses, my servant, who would declare my laws and statutes, and they transgressed my ways. And behold, now I will rouse their enemies, and they will rule over them. And then all the people will say, 'Because we have transgressed the ways of the God and of our fathers, on account of this, these things have come upon us.' And a woman will rule over them and enlighten them for 40 years. And after this, the Lord aroused against them Jabin, the king of Hazor, and he began to attack them. And he had Sisera as the commander of his army, who had 8,000 iron chariots, and he came to Mount Ephraim and attacked the people. And Israel feared him very much, and the people could not resist all the days of Sisera. And when Israel had been badly humiliated, all the sons of Israel gathered together to the mountain of Judah and said, 'We say that we are more blessed than other nations. And behold, now we have been humiliated more than all the peoples, so that we cannot dwell in our own land, and our enemies have power over us. And now, who has done all these things to us? Is it not our own wicked deeds? Because we have forsaken the Lord of our fathers, and have walked in these ways that have not profited us. And now, come, let us fast for 7 days, from man to woman, and from the least to the suckling child, and who knows, perhaps God will be reconciled with his inheritance, so as not to destroy the plant of his vineyard.' And when the people had fasted 7 days, and sat in sackcloth, the Lord sent to them on the 7th day, Deborah, who said to them, 'Can the sheep to be slaughtered give answer to its slaughterer? But both the slaughterer and the slaughtered are silent, even though he is sorrowful over it. And now you are like a flock before our Lord, and he led you into the height of the clouds, and set the angels beneath your feet, and established for you the law, and commanded you through the prophets, and corrected you through the leaders, and showed you not a few wonders, and on your account he commanded the luminaries, and they stood still in their assigned places. And when your enemies came against you, he rained down hailstones on them and destroyed them. And Moses and Joshua and Kenaz and Zebul commanded you, and that you did not obey them. For while these were alive, you showed yourselves as if you were serving our God. But when these died, your heart also died, and you became like iron cast into the fire, which, when made molten by the flames, becomes like water. But when it comes out of the fire, it reverts to its original hardness. So you also, while those who warned you burned you, you were taught the matter, but after they had died, you forget everything. And behold, now the Lord will take pity on you today, not because of you, but because of his covenant, and he established with your fathers, and the oath that had sworn not to abandon you forever. Know, however, that after my departure, you will start sinning again until the end of your days, on account of your hands, for our fathers are dead, but the God who established the covenant with them is life." And Deborah sent and summoned Barak, and she said to him, "Rise, and gird your loins like a man, and go down and attack Sisera, because I see the stars moved from their course and ready for battle on your side. Also I see the lightning that cannot be moved from its course going forth to hinder the work to the chariots of those who glory in the might of Sisera, who is saying, 'I am going down to attack Israel with my mighty arm, and I will divide their spoils among my servants, and I will take for myself beautiful women as concubines.' And on account of this, the Lord said about him that the arm of a weak woman would attack him, and maidens would take his spoils, and even he would fall into the hands of a woman. And when Deborah and the people of Barak went down to meet the enemies, immediately the Lord disturbed the movement of his stars, and he said to them, 'Hurry and go, for your enemies fall upon you, and confound their arm, and crush the power of their heart, because I have come that my people may prevail.' For even if my people have sinned, nevertheless I will have mercy on them. And when these words had been said, the stars went forth, and as had been commanded them, and burned up their enemies. And the number of those gathered together in 1 hour and slain was 90 times 97,000 men. But they did not destroy Sisera, because so it had been commanded them. And when Sisera, sitting on a horse, had fled to save his life, Jael, the wife of Heber, the Kenite, adorned herself, and went out to meet him. Now the woman was very beautiful in appearance, and she saw him and said to him, "Go inside, and take some food, and sleep until evening. I will send my servants with you, for I know that you will remember me and return the favor to me." And Sisera went in, and when he saw roses scattered on the bed, he said, "If I am saved, I will go to my mother, and Jael will be my wife." And after this, Sisera was thirsty and said to Jael, "Give me a little water, because I am faint, and my soul burns with the flame that I saw in the stars." And Jael said to him, "Rest a little while, and then you will drink." And when Sisera was sleeping, Jael went out to the flock and got milk from it. And when she was milking, she said, "And now be mindful, Lord, of when you assign every tribe or race to the earth. Did you not choose Israel alone, and liken it to no animal except the ram that goes before and leads the flock? And so look and see that Sisera has made a plan and said, 'I will go and punish the flock of the most powerful one, and I will take from the milk of these animals to which you have likened your people, and I will go and give him to drink. And when he will have drunk, he will be off guard, and afterwards I will kill him. But this will be a sign that you act along with me, Lord, that when I enter while Sisera is asleep, he will rise up and ask me again and again, saying, "Give me water to drink." Then I will know that my prayer has been heard. And when Jael returned and came in, Sisera was awakened, and he said to her, "Give me a drink, because I am burning up terribly, and my soul is inflamed." And Jael took wine and mixed it with milk and gave it to him and to drink, and he drank it and went to sleep. Now Jael took a stake in her left hand and approached him, saying, "If God will work this sign with me, I know that Sisera will fall into my hands. Behold, I will throw him down on the ground from the bed on which he sleeps, and if he does not feel it, I know that he has been handed over." And Jael took Sisera and pushed him onto the ground from the bed, but he did not feel it because he was very groggy. And Jael said, "Strengthen in me today, Lord, my arm on account of you and your people and those who hope in you." And Jael took the stake and put it on his temple and struck it with a hammer. And while he was dying, Sisera said to Jael, "Behold, pain has taken hold of me, Jael, and I die like a woman." And Jael said to him, "Go boast before your father in hell, and tell him that you have fallen into the hands of a woman." And by doing this, she killed him and left his body there until Barak should return. Now Sisera's mother was named Themek, and she sent word to her lady, saying, "Come and let us go out together and meet my son, and you will see the daughters of the Hebrews whom my son will bring here for himself as concubines." Now Barak returned from pursuing Sisera and was very disappointed because he had not found him. Jael went out to meet him and said, "Come, enter in, you blessed by God, and I will hand over to you your enemy whom you pursued but did not find." And Barak entered and found Sisera dead and said, "Blessed be the Lord who sent his spirit and said, 'Into the hand of a woman Sisera will be handed over.'" And on saying these words, he cut off Sisera's head and sent it over to his mother and gave a message to her saying, "Receive your son whom you hope to see coming back with spoils." Then Deborah and Barak the son of Abino and all the people together sang a hymn to the Lord on that day, saying, "Behold, the Lord has shown us his glory from on high, as he did in the height of heavenly places when he sent forth his voice to confuse the languages of men. And he chose our nation and took Abraham our father out of the fire and chose him over all his brothers and kept him from the fire and freed him from the bricks destined for building the tower. And then he gave him a son at the end of his old age, and took him out of a sterile womb. And all of the angels were jealous of him, and the worshipping hosts envied him. And since they were jealous of him, God said to him, 'Kill the fruit of your body for me, and offer for me as a sacrifice what had been given to you by me.' And Abraham did not argue, but set out immediately. And as he was setting out, he said to his son, 'Behold now, my son, I am offering you as a holocaust, and I am delivering you into the hands that you gave you to me.' But the son said to the father, 'Hear me, father, if a lamb of the flock is accepted as sacrifice to the Lord with an odor of sweetness, and if for the wicked deeds of men animals are appointed to be killed, but man is designed to inherit the world, how then do you say to me, come and inherit life without limits and time without measure? Yet I have not been born into this world to be offered as a sacrifice to him who made me. Now my blessedness will be above that of all men, because there will be nothing like this, and about me future generations will be instructed, and through me the people will understand that the Lord has made the soul of a man worthy to be a sacrifice. And when he had offered his son upon the altar, and had bound his feet so as to kill him, the Most Powerful hastened and sent forth his voice from on high, saying, You shall not slay your son, nor shall you destroy the fruit of your body. For now I have appeared so as to reveal to you those who do not know you, and have shut the mouths of those that are always speaking evil against you. Now your memory will always be before me, and your name will remain from one generation to another. And he gave Isaac two sons, both also from a womb that was closed up. And their mother was then in the third year of her marriage. And it will not happen in this way to any woman, nor will any female so boast. But when her husband approached her in the third year, to him there were born two sons, Jacob and Esau. And God loved Jacob, but he hated Esau because of his deeds. And their father's old age, Isaac blessed Jacob and sent him into Mesopotamia. And there he became the father of 12 sons. And they went down into Egypt and dwelt there. And when their enemies had dealt with them wickedly, the people cried out to the Lord, and their prayer was heard. And he brought them out of the land there, and brought them out to Mount Sinai, and brought forth for them the foundation of understanding that he had prepared from the creation of the world. And then, when the world's foundation was moved, the heavenly hosts speeded the lightnings on their courses, and the winds brought forth noise from their chambers, and the earth was shaken from its firmament, and the mountains and cliffs trembled in their joints, and the clouds lifted up their floods against the flame of fire, so that it would not burn up the world. Then the abyss was aroused from its very springs, and all the waves of the sea gathered together. Then paradise gave off the scent of its fruit, and the cedars of Lebanon were shaken from their roots. And the beasts of the field were moved in their dwelling places in the forest. And all his creatures came together to see the Lord establishing a covenant with the sons of Israel. And everything that the Most Powerful said, this he observed, having Moses, his beloved, as a witness. And when he was dying, God established for him a platform and showed him then what we now have as witnesses, saying, Let there be as a witness between me and you and my people the heaven that you are to enter and the earth on which you are to walk until now. For the sun and the moon and the stars are servants to you. And when Joshua arose to rule the people, on the day when he was fighting the enemies, the evening approached while the battle was still going on. Joshua said to the sun and moon, You who have been made servants between the Most Powerful and his sons, behold, now the battle is still going on, and do you abandon your duties? Therefore stand still today and give light to his sons, and darkness to his enemies. And they did so.